Good morning.
I just want to say welcome to all the newbies. And I thought I'd do a quick surprise live. I have a 55-minute walk today. I've been doing so many Marco Polos and so many videos this morning that I'm likely to have to walk a little longer because I'm also part of the catwalk. And so I am on my catwalk right now. If you don't know what catwalk is because you're brand new, we have a member who she's zeroing in on the Century Club. She's a joy to our tribe and she's had a long road. She struggles with looking at herself in a mirror. She's been on so many coaching calls. Great lady. But anyway, she's really been coming out of her shell this year and doing so many great things. And she decided she was going to do this 5K. And it's turned into this big thing here at the tribe. And so there are tribe members all over the country today participating in catwalk. And she's doing hers tonight. I'm doing mine this morning. So I just wanted to like get that out of the way to like just say yay PMP Nation. I love that we just feel so connected even when we're not together, you know. So I mean, I feel like I'm part of this, and I just happened to find it 2 weeks ago, so I was like, I want to do it. So I'm doing it. All right, the next thing, it is the first weekend and all the newbies are here, and for all my elders, we are all doing the No BS together. So as promised, we had talked about me and the coaches. Y'all are fixing to see the queen get winded. There's going to be a little hill that I'm going to walk up in a minute. And it's always my little shit hill. And the second I start going up it, I'm going to be winded. And I'm sure all my neighbors are like, everybody's walking by me like, what's that bitch talking about on that camera? So, we're all doing No BS together. So, this is what I want to encourage everyone. Number one, remember, we do not do the Last Supper around here. There is no need. There is, like, Monday, you are not, like, starting some kind of diet. On Monday, you are not doing something drastic. You're not having to overhaul your life on Monday. We're breaking the habit of doing that. So, a lot of you are going to need to practice your very first urge, which is to eat the fucking house down tomorrow because you think you're going to be starting a big ass diet on Monday that's going to, oh, but Monday's the day I'm going to change my life because now I signed up for PNP. Look, you're going to change your life. You did sign up for PNP, but your life's going to change because you quit doing that bullshit. That's why your life's going to change. So a lot, like we're going to be talking a lot about in the next few weeks, tribe and all. We're not going to, and a lot of my elders, you guys are still fucking doing this bullshit. So we got to cut this mess out. You know, your thoughts are causing it. The babies, they don't know that yet. So I'm just telling them exactly what to do. So you get to take advantage of the few times the queen's just going to tell you exactly what to do rather than make you think some shit before you do it. Right? All right. So here's the first set of urges that newbies are going to have to work through. Urge number one is the Last Supper. A lot of people want to do that. Urge number two is take all your tempting foods out of your house and never have them around you because you lose control. That's urge number two. We're not doing that either, y'all. I'm going to tell you how to do an actual pantry purge in just a minute. Urge number three, to not watch your orientation. A lot of you are fucking in the Facebook group and you ain't even gone through your orientation yet. Go through orientation. You have to go through orientation. I think all the tribes should go through it again. If you're an elder, it will not hurt you. Now, if you already have the Private Member Podcast downloaded, no, you don't need to do that lesson. But I talk in the orientation about commitment and why the No BS is important to us and all that kind of stuff. So this is the thing that I tell everyone. It's like, if you're on Facebook watching me and you haven't done a 24-hour plan and you ain't done your orientation and that kind of stuff, leave. You don't need to be on this. You need to be doing that. That's where, when we talk about doing the work is not listening to me all the time. Doing the work is like, oh yeah, she said I was supposed to do the orientation. Oh yeah, she said I was supposed to write my 24-hour plan. That's called doing the work when you don't want to. When you're going to sit around and hope to get inspired to do it. Look, you're not going to get inspired. You're going to have to just schedule to do it and then do it. until you do it so much, you're inspired to keep doing it. Okay? All right. So we're going to watch orientation, and we are going to have zero Last Suppers. And this is really important on that Last Supper, because Monday, your plan is supposed to be realistic. It is not supposed to be your wishful plan of all the bullshit you think the version of you who's lost 50 pounds is eating. It's supposed to be the version of you on Monday that can get through the day on her plan, no matter what that food is. We're practicing the skill of staying on our plan. We're practicing the skill of writing things down when we don't want to, assessing when we don't want to, getting used to the new tools. It's going to feel foreign. It's going to feel weird. It's going to feel like you ain't doing it right. It's going to feel like you're doing it wrong. It's going to feel like everybody in the world's got their shit together but you. All that will come. That's just the normal part of the process. Your job is for it to be there and be like, oh yeah, this is that part she always says where I have to keep going. I think I really get it now. That's what it means to not be a quitter. It doesn't mean that I don't make mistakes. It means that I don't quit. And I'm going to tell you, you will not quit if you do not give in to the urge to beat yourself up over what you're doing. If you do something wrong, if you miss something, whatever it is, if you just agree, if I try to throw shade at myself, that shit has to stop. That's not what we're practicing now. Then I promise you, you're more willing to keep going. People who quit, they quit because they can't take the internal dialogue of what they tell themselves about what they did. They're never quitting over what they're doing or not doing. It's always about what they're thinking about what they're doing or not doing. So that's just like a pro tip. All right, so let's talk about the pantry and like throwing some shit out and all that kind of junk. Here's how I approach it. I love when I start something fresh. It's a good opportunity to, one, get rid of the stuff that it never fails to, like, or never ceases to fail me. I will go through my fridge. I will go through my pantry. There will be things dated from 2015. I'm like, I know that I have done this like several times. How is there always something like 4 years old in there? There always is. Somehow that guy gets in. So I get rid of, first of all, just the shit that doesn't need to be in there, because when you're wanting to eat better and when you're wanting to take care of yourself, if you will make your pantry and your fridge inviting, guess what? You will invite yourself to it. You'll feel better about the choices. I'm just telling you, it's just a Jedi mind trick. The other thing that I do is I look at the stuff that I've slowly added, justifying it's okay to have it in the house and that kind of stuff, of things that I would never miss, but when I'm like tired or stressed or whatever, I'll nibble. It's not the stuff the boys want to have. It's not the stuff that I think I can't be around. It's like clearing the decks of like, all right, when I'm really tired on a Thursday night after doing calls all day Wednesday and working all day Thursday, do I want to have this in the house or not? Do I want to work through urges on this or not? Will I even miss it? And it's like, if it's a no, then just get rid of it. But if you're sitting there going, there's no way I could have this in the house, this is just going to tempt me, I'm out of control with it and stuff, I think that's the stuff you keep. And then the next time you overeat it, we work on it. We do a recovery worksheet, which you will learn about in the first module of No BS next week. And we start coaching on it. Like, I'd rather you learn how to solve control around food than to just take food out and never feel like you're in control. The only thing you really did was get rid of it so you can't see it until one day somebody brings it into the house and you've not practiced the skill of being around it. Okay? All right. So we're going to do our orientation. We are not doing Last Suppers. And then I just highly recommend always just get your shit straight. Just get all your shit straight. We give you in the orientation a 10-day quick start guide that will get you through until, if you've ordered a planner from us and a workbook, those are shipping daily. So, like, you know, Chris last night, he sent the file off. Again, if you ordered last night, it will ship on Monday, actually. The fulfillment center doesn't work on the weekends. It's not my fulfillment center. If it was mine, they'd be working on the weekends. Just saying. But they will start shipping. Everybody who's joined previous to this, if you're one of the tribe members and you wanted one too, they've been shipping all week now. So, and then just, you know, get your stuff together. Get your sticky notes. Like, I love sticky notes. I love pens. I love all the things. When I do my work in my books and stuff, I sticky note stuff all the time so I can see it and tab it. I think that's such a good hack to be able to quickly access your stuff. And just really, like, think about this process and enjoying it. Like, I want you to go into it not thinking, like, most of you are going to be thinking you're nervous because, you know, like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this and blah, blah, blah. I want you to just ask yourself, like, I just want to enjoy my time here at PNP. I want to enjoy learning it. I want to enjoy hearing it. I want to enjoy being a part of this tribe. Put your brain to work on that, and I swear to God, it'll make things so much easier for you. Do not sit there and think this is going to be some kind of, like, you're going to school and getting, like, you know, lectured to all the time and stuff. That's not what we're about. You can enjoy your time here, and you can enjoy weight loss. We all have. There's plenty of us that have done that. All right, let me see if anybody's got anything in here that I need to address. Otherwise, I'm going to get out of here. Y'all are getting the long arm. I've been through the no BS a few times. Looking forward to going through it again with everyone this month. Yep. And I'm going through it myself. I got my book, all my things ready. I can't wait to, like, well, I'm not listening to my own damn modules until Monday. Let's just say that during the launch, not only did I talk a lot, but then we would have these watch parties over in the groupies. And many of you probably were in those watch parties with me, where I got to listen to myself over and over and over again presenting. And I'm like, fuck me, how do people listen to me all the time? I find myself entertaining. Trust me, I giggle and stuff. But I was just like, oh my gosh, I've listened to myself talk about this stuff. And then I was the one saying it so much that I was like, I just need to fast on my own voice for a day. So, orientation done and module one done. Woo, look at you, Amy. I've had to stop myself from going ahead. Can't wait to listen to module one again to hear it differently. That's what I would do. I would for sure just listen to module one again. And then also, you can start, if you want to, looking at some of the coaching calls. Those are good. I will be, tomorrow's y'all's orientation, so you'll have that. Monday night's our first big group call where we're going to be talking all things module one. So you're going to have plenty of content, like, outside of module one you can listen to if you want to listen to. So, all right, guys, that's all I got. I'm going to get out of here. I have got to, let's see. Have there been any changes to the Nobius workbook since June? The only thing that changed, the Nobius workbook did not change. The planner lesson changed. So that lesson did change. Just so all my elders know. All right, that's it. Let me finish up this walk. Ooh, shit, I need to turn around. Okay, let me turn around. Well, Kat, you're getting more than 3 miles. The good thing about recording is that I lose time. I can't believe this. I got 1.5 miles to walk back home. Fuck me, man. Y'all are listening to me. I have to lift after this. Today's my lift day. I was just out, like, doing my thing. So, anyway, y'all have a good one. Bye, y'all.